Time's up. The venue for this year's French Language Scrabble World Championships is Dakar, Senegal. As we said, Scrabble's a pretty big deal in Senegal. The country's sports minister formally declared this year's championships a national priority. The competition even has its own official song. It was composed by Senegalese singer Pape Diouf.
Le Sénégal, pays de la terrangue, va accueillir les 37e championnat du monde. Scrabble.
The lyrics proclaim that Senegal loves Scrabble. 29-year-old Senegalese Scrabble champ Ndongo Sila seconds that.
Everywhere it is played, in schools, in families, in the streets. It's a very popular game. People like Scrabble. And institutionally, there are more and more efforts that are done by the government to help the sport, but it's not only a game, but now it is a sport to come at the front of our culture. More and more people are saying that Senegal is a country of Scrabble. There is nowhere in the Francophone countries where there is such an passion for Scrabble.
Ndongo Sila is one of hundreds of competitors from 21 countries who gathered in Dakar for this year's Francophone Scrabble World Championships. The tournament wraps up tomorrow. The rules are a little different from the ones you may be used to. In the competition, the players are not given individual tiles or letters to play with. Instead, an announcer picks out the tiles.
Et vous prenez Suisse S, Venezuela V, Algérie A, Océanie O.
Then every player uses the same set of letters to try and come up with a winning word. There are other differences between French and English Scrabble. That includes the value placed on some letters of the alphabet, as Ndongo Sila explains.
For example, Y, which is a very unusual letter in French, is credited 10 points. This is a difference with English, because in English we use many words with Y. That's why in English Y is not credited so much.